Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, April 11th, 2016. More than a dozen Palestinians kidnapped, others treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops invade a number of West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded late Sunday and Monday at dawn the village of Barta'a, southwest of the northern West Bank city of Jenin and Jenin City, kidnapping one Palestinian and injuring several others. Several army vehicles invaded Barta'a village, southwest of Jenin, searched few homes and clashed with many locals who hurled stones and empty bottles on the military jeeps. The soldiers fired several gas bombs, rubber-coated steel bullets, and live rounds, causing many residents to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in northern West Bank, Palestinian media sources have reported that Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday at dawn and night on Sunday several areas in Nablus district, searched many homes and kidnapped at least six Palestinians. The sources said that soldiers invaded Tel village south of Nablus, in addition to Beit Iba village west of Nablus and Beit Furik village south of Nablus. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday at dawn the West Bank districts of Bethlehem and Jerusalem, broke into several homes and kidnapped two Palestinians in Bethlehem and three in Jerusalem, and summoned two Palestinians for interrogation. Moreover, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday eight Palestinians in different parts of the southern West Bank district of Hebron. The PPS said that several Israeli military jeeps invaded Al-Arub refugee camp north of Hebron, searched homes and kidnapped seven Palestinians. One more Palestinian was kidnapped from his home in Hebron City. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, April 11th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi, Amin, Lassam, Banmura.